Jimmy, our next guests are right here, and we have with us tonight the owners of Honeybee Cannabis and Rude Brew Kombucha. Ooh. Please welcome back to Max Inc. Radio, Wade Woods, and a new person here,
yeah!
Lacey Rude. Lacey,
nice!
Wade, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Well, thank you for having us on.
You're already
my favorite guest because you brought samples in tonight.
Yes,
did you try it already?
I just had a sip of the kombucha.
What'd you think?
It's wonderful.
Oh,
it's earthy,
yes,
tangy, it's tasty, good.
You guys, tell us, I guess first we better ask about Honeybee. We'll ask each of you what each of you are doing and then how it all came together, because this is amazing.
And please get up close and intimate with that microphone.
Yeah, so I guess as far as Honeybee, obviously this is my second time on with you guys, so appreciate
it. We love it.
Appreciate the airtime again. So yeah, a little bit about me, just, local cannabis company here, launched some beverages here within the last year and a half and stuff. Met Lacey, that would have been what, Lacey? Probably during COVID, right?
It was definitely 3 or 4 years ago at this point.
So, and
you guys get close.
We kind of hit it off right away.
And guys are friends, so there you go.
We've been talking about collabing for 3 years and we finally made it happen.
So, but just to go back to Honeybee Cannabis, now their drinks, it's made from fruit juices with great ingredients. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your actual products though, because you started out with CBD infused and now you've moved into THC infused. Just tell us about it, because I know that these drinks don't have bad ingredients. They're not bad for you. And
they're hemp derived, which that's what makes them federally legal. And then I'm just trying to keep the brand as, clean as possible.
Nice.
So using, organic juices, no added sweeteners, no added sugars. Just trying to keep it clean,
That's what I like to hear, I don't want to feel terrible drinking this drink of I don't know what's in there. Right.
You read the ingredients and you can't even understand what most of the ingredients are. I love your whole honeybee idea. And I know we talked about this last time in how you are trying to help the bees. And then in the process, this helps you too with everything that's going on.
It's been a lot of fun, and
it's awesome.
Very thankful to all the Madison businesses that have supported the brand and,
you're
the brand
everywhere now.
You are.
So, it's great to see.
It's awesome.
And I'm just obviously super excited about this product with Lacey because there's definitely not a product like this in Wisconsin
at all. Let's talk about the kombucha here with Lacey from Rude Brew. First of all, Lacey, what is kombucha? If someone's out there that just woke up from a long nap, tell us what kombucha is.
That's a good one. I like it.
So kombucha is a lightly fermented probiotic, like a health drink. Mm-hmm. It's a base. The base is a sweet tea, and then it ferments for a couple, 2 to 4 weeks, some people longer, depending on kind of what you like. And it's self-carbonated, full of beneficial yeast and bacteria. Good for your gut.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and everybody's talking about that these days, too.
Totally.
That probiotic, whatever kind of stuff to help you feel okay.
Yes, honestly, it's really gaining a lot of recognition, as it should. There's a lot of connection between the gut, your gut health and your brain, how your brain's functioning. Generally just overall body homeostasis and health.
Oh.
So.
What's the relationship between SCOBYs and aliens from outer space?
I can't even get into that on air right now. I don't think I'm kind of sworn to secrecy. I'd probably, wouldn't be good. So,
well, now, tell us, the SCOBYs look funny. They're pretty interesting.
Honestly, I think they're gorgeous, but nobody else really agrees. So.
I saw somebody actually making art out of them.
Ooh.
They had shellacked them and turned them into pieces of art. So SCOBYs have their own thing going on.
It's a whole thing, right?
So tell us about how you started Rude Kombucha, and because you must have started with some SCOBYs, I bet, huh?
I did. Actually, my dad was a kombucha brewer and brewer of many other things, and he a hobbyist in the kitchen and woods, and he made kombucha in the 90s when I was a kid.
Oh,
so it was
awesome.
In my house all the time since I was little, and I actually have the SCOBY that I have was part of his SCOBY originally. So
wow.
It's like a, and he got his from some dude in the middle of the woods that lived in a bus with goats. Like,
that's
seriously.
Amazing.
No, wow. This is top secret stuff.
It's pretty awesome. So there's a really cool backstory to it too.
I know a few people that make kombucha and it's kind of an art. And they take it really seriously, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely. It's a lot of fun and it's interesting, you know, not really a dull moment. You know, and it helps people, you know, which is cool.
Absolutely.
It's good for you.
And I've had it in mixed drinks or like with beer or something like that.
Yeah.
You guys have taken it to this next step, which is really wild. And I think I don't know if Rocker's tried his yet. I'm going to try a little sample. But tell us about this. How did you decide that this is something that could even work?
So, you know, I know Wade kind of mentioned we met, you know, what, 3-4 years ago now during COVID, kind of talked about doing a collab and had bounced ideas around for a long time. And you know, we talked a lot about the impact that this drink could actually have, you know, on the public and on people we love, on us. You know, there's benefits with your raw honey, Wisconsin raw honey. You've got benefits from your kombucha,
yes.
green tea, you know, whatever herbs are being infused in, you know, or fruits or whatever. And then also now you've got your THC so you can kick back a little bit and wind down and also drink something healthy.
It tastes. Delicious.
What's not to like?
I'm coming back for seconds.
One thing that I thought was interesting is that not long ago you moved from Willie Street to a new place in the Burr Oak. Tell us how that transpired and what's going on there. And are these made in the Burr Oak?
So the Burr Oak, I am not quite moved into the Burr Oak yet.
Yeah,
there's been a little bit there. The inspector wanted us to do a few things just before I
of
moved
course.
In. So yeah, they always do. So they had some requests, nothing too major, but
good.
A little bit longer than we thought, but it's just about ready. So yeah.
Oh, and I'm assuming cool. they're going to be serving this there, or are they already?
I believe they will be.
Okay.
We've been talking a lot about that and hoping to have some things on tap and stuff like that. And I'll also have pickup days and different things going on once I'm fully settled.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we should be able to do a few different sorts of things.
Where is Rude Brew and the kombucha, this collab? Where is this available? And then we need to ask you, too, where your stuff is. I mean, I know I've seen yours kind of everywhere, but where can we find your stuff?
So this specific product that Wade and I have just launched is available at Jenny Street Market in the Atwood neighborhood. We've got Forward Crafting Coffee. Let's see here. We've got Woodman's Sun Prairie, Woodman's East,
Woodman's West.
Brennan's
Market on the
yeah.
Wow.
Brennan's.
Oh
yeah,
guys.
Brennan's.
Yep. Yeah.
So, and yeah, we're just it's kind of a
sorry, kind of a slow
good,
roll
good.
Out with it, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We've been getting great feedback, so yeah, we're excited about it. It's new. It's definitely a one of a kind product out
it
there.
It really is.
Will you be at the
tasty.
Co-op, the Willie Street
so
Co-op?
So the co-op, there may be a day. Right now, they're
still waiting.
Yeah, so they do carry all of your other kombucha there.
They yes. do. They yes. do. They actually they're a big supporter of all of my like original kombuchas and Honey June.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And Wade, you got anything coming up for Honey Bee itself? Any big news, new flavors coming out?
You know, obviously you have been in the talks of some different flavors. I do have a pretty cool, it'll be my fourth annual Earth Day beer that we'll be dropping here. We're going to probably go a little bit earlier this year. It'll be April 1st.
Why not?
We're going to have about anywhere from 30 to 35 bars that'll have it on tap. Proceeds from that beer go to Clean Lakes Alliance here in
nice.
Madison.
They do great work.
Yeah. And then one thing with me and Lacey too that we just wanted to touch on, you know, we both really like to give back to our community. So with this kombucha product as well, we're donating $1 for every case sold to the Dane County Food Collective in Madison.
Oh, you guys. Wow. Nice. Yeah.
Yes. Love that. Giving back to the community.
You guys are so cool.
Boy, this is awesome. Thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Wade and Lacey from Honey Bee Cannabis. Lacey from Rude Brew Kombucha.
I love the name.
Lacey, tell me one more time where people can get more information, your website, and obviously you're at Jenny Street Market, a couple other places around town. Soon to come to Burr Oak, right?
Yes.
How can people connect with you on the socials?
So you can look me up, Rude Brew Kombucha, on Instagram, Facebook, also online, rudebrewkombucha.com. And I'm posting updates and kind of general happenings, flavors, ordering information, stuff like that on there.
Awesome. Lacey, thank you so much for coming in tonight. Great
thanks
to meet you.
Yeah, thanks you guys. Thanks a lot.
And come on back anytime.
And Wade, great to meet you as well. Wisconsin yes. growing cannabis from seed to shelf. It's all Wisconsin THC infused drinks. Real organic fruit juice, gluten-free, no sweeteners, Honey Bee Cannabis Company.
There it
Find
is.
Them on Facebook. And they're also on sale at the Jennifer Street Market. Wade, thank you so much, brother.
Thank you.
All right, let's do some Jenna Jane now. Knew Me When. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.